I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for being here. If you're not listening, rocking with us, there is no show. It's very much appreciated. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. First hour of the show, we talked about Monday Night Football. We had a doubleheader. Mike Evans is now out for the season. Seahawks won over Houston despite all the turnovers. Brandon Graham is back out of retirement with the Eagles. Woody Johnson, I guess he wants to send his quarterback, Justin Fields, not to the bench, but maybe retirement. Woody Johnson killing his own quarterback. We talked about the Blue Jays advancing in 7 games over the Mariners to now take on the Dodgers in the World Series that starts on Friday. Major League Baseball season is coming to a close. The NBA season is just warming up. The NBA is back. It's also back on NBC. We got a doubleheader tonight, nationally televised on NBC. We got the Oklahoma City Thunder getting ready to lift their banner against the Houston Rockets and Kevin Durant making his Rockets debut. And then later this evening, we have Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers. No LeBron, still dealing with that sciatic nerve issue in his ass. LeBron James-less Lakers are going to go out there and take on another ancient team in the Golden State Warriors. So we got a lot to get into. 888-710-4ISN is the number. In about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with David Shepard. You can catch him here on the Infinity Sports Network as well as SiriusXM NBA Radio. And then later on in the show, matter of fact, next hour, we'll have a conversation with Kyle Glazer from the Foul Territory Network to talk about the upcoming World Series. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is a great time of the sports calendar. World Series baseball, NFL football, basketball is back. There's a lot to be thankful for. Hey, you can find me online if you use the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. I'm all over the internet. It's just kind of odd. Just still getting used to this. Botch, I'm sitting here in the studio, and I got, you know, NBC on. It's just weird to see the NBA. You don't even remember the NBA on NBC, do you?
No, not at all. I think I only remember TNT.
Let me tell you. The NBA on NBC, that was like the golden era of basketball because it was basically Michael Jordan's era. That entire 90s where the NBA was on NBC, it was like a movie. Every single Sunday where you had these marquee matchups, you had the stars and God rest their souls, not here, Steve Snapper Jones and Bill Walton. They would go out there and call the games with the personality and there were so many stars. Like, you got Reggie Miller here, you know, as one of the broadcasters here on NBC. He was a big part of the NBA on NBC. You had the tail end of Isaiah Thomas's career. You had Michael Jordan. You had Hakeem Olajuwon, the New York Knicks, the Miami Heat. The Hornets had some stretches there. It was Charles Barkley and the Suns. It was marquee television, the NBA on NBC. And NBC has always done a terrific job, you know, when it comes down to production and presentation. They don't skimp. I mean, the same thing that we get from Sunday Night Football, you can expect more from the NBA. And it meant more than Sunday Night Football, if you ask me. We all know the NFL is a juggernaut in its own right, in its own space. But there was something special about having the NBA on NBC. So I know there's going to be a lot of touch points here as Carmelo Anthony, Vince Carter, and Tracy McGrady are alongside Maria Taylor right now in Oklahoma City. So we got about 30 minutes before the tip, about 40 minutes. They're going to have the whole ceremony before the game. We know that the Thunder, they won the championship last year. And, well, one guy that they're going to be without is Jalen Williams. He suffered a wrist injury before they even got to the postseason last year, was able to play through it, had off-season wrist surgery, and he is still out. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, though, with a returning Alex Caruso, Chet Holmgren, Hartenstein, Williams, all of them, the MVP of everything, SGA, he says, you know what? We should be good because, well, we run in the same squad back.
We shouldn't be ahead of a lot of teams since we have basically the same team from last year. Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. We won't be as good tomorrow as we want to be, and we'll be a week from now and 2 weeks from now going forward. But I think we're at a good starting point.
Well, I think so, too. I think when you take a look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, given the fact that they're young, they're long, they're athletic, their defense is through the roof, the size is crazy, there should be no reason why they don't compete to go back-to-back. Is it a certainty? No. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at the Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum getting hurt, maybe out for the season. We don't know. Maybe he'll return late. You got Brown, who also went down, and he still played through a knee injury. You have injuries that could change the fortunes of a franchise rather quickly, but the Thunder, all things considered, they should be out there competing for another championship. Kevin Durant, he knows a thing or two about titles. He left Oklahoma City to go pick up a ring in Golden State. And now Kevin Durant, after multiple stops in Brooklyn, also with the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant is now with the Houston Rockets. We know he signed an extension a couple of days ago, so in essence, he will be there for three more seasons. Kevin Durant, back in Oklahoma City, he's just happy to play ball, man.
Excited for a new season, you know, anxious to get started. You know, you get a little excited, but once the ball's tipped up and the season's underway, it's pretty smooth from there.
In the Houston Rockets, I mean, their team, I mean, you pair Kevin Durant, one of the greatest scorers of all time, with a young squad. Amen Thompson is 6'7". Fred VanVleet is going to be out for the year with a blown out ACL. But to have Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, Alperen Sengun, and Steven Adams, they legitimately have a starting five where everybody is 6'11". The shortest guy is 6'7". That's the point guard. The Rockets will be out there bullying guys, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do. This is going to be a fun team to watch all throughout the year. And the cool thing is, Kevin Durant, as he gets older, he's not going to be relied upon to do everything. I'm looking forward to this. And Kevin Durant, he says, you know what, I like my team so far.
I like where we are as a group. We work extremely hard every day as a team and as individuals, so... I want to see that come to fruition on the court, and you know, we get better as the season progresses.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. The injuries always play a key. I mean, come on now. We had Victor Wembanyama, who had the missed games last season, was pulled right after the All-Star break because he had a blood clot in his arm. Like, there's certain things that you just never expect. And so the Thunder, they're expected to be one of the teams competing for a championship again. They're going to be raising that banner, something that they did not accomplish when Durant played there along with Westbrook and also James Harden. And the head coach of the team, Mark Daigneault, he basically said, you know what? Yeah, they're going to hoist the banner and all the pomp and circumstance. Distraction? Not really.
It's just another distraction. You know, it's a great thing for everybody, for the fans and everything, but it is a distraction. You got to compartmentalize your distractions and be ready to compete when the ball goes up in the air, and there's always distractions every game.
Oh yeah, trust me, the players see distractions on the sidelines all the time, and they see them and they try to get their phone numbers. They see many distractions. They'll be fine. This should be a competitive game, should be a fun one. I'm sure Kevin Durant is going to get booed to high hell. Let's see who comes out on top. This is a close one. You got 82 games, and especially early in the season, everybody isn't always hitting at the highest cylinder. You know, the cylinders aren't always running smoothly. So we'll see what happens with tonight's game. Also, we got the late game. Golden State Warriors, all their old guys, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. taking on Luka Doncic. No LeBron James, still out with that sciatic nerve issue. It's going to be fun. You know, I expect Golden State to get the victory because, I mean, who's Luka working with? There's no LeBron. LeBron James missing his first opening night in what? This is now his 23rd season? First time for everything, man. J.J. Redick, he's like, hey, we got two old teams, and there may be some parallels here. Listen to this.
I think the parallel that I would say is that Steph-LeBron thing. When you have those guys on your team, and we have Luka, too, and they have Jimmy, who's a heralded playoff player. Like, you have those guys on your team, there's expectations, and there's championship goals. That's what you're playing for when you have those type of players.
Yeah, well, and they're trying to win the championship. We don't even know what the hell is going to happen with LeBron James. Okay, this could be his final season of his career. This could be the last we see LeBron with the Los Angeles Lakers. We all have no idea. Even Steph Curry. I mean, this guy won MVP. It was 10 years ago. Steph Curry was talking on Media Day, and he's just like, man, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still balling.
Just the work you put in, the love of the game, being around great people in this organization, and still keeping winning as the priority. And I'm blessed to still hopefully be in that situation for, you know, a couple more years.
Well, I mean, the guy is Steph Curry is 37. He doesn't look it. By the time we get to the end of the season in March, Steph Curry will be 38 years old. I mean, he's put a lot of miles on those legs, and they certainly want to preserve him throughout the course of the season as well. So the NBA is back. We got four teams in action today. We got the other teams that are getting ready to start rolling tomorrow. And get used to it. The NBA, the storylines are nuts. Players are nuts. Joel Embiid, how many games is he going to play? Is Giannis ultimately going to be moved? There are so many question marks when it comes down to this upcoming NBA season. Okay, we got Desmond Bane, now a member of the Orlando Magic. We got the whole Los Angeles Clippers. They're full of old guys. It is just, it's going to be an interesting season. What does Wembanyama do? There's a lot to pay attention to. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Alex is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Alex, quick.
Hey, what's up, JR? I look forward to your upcoming segment with David Shepard. Just like you, David Shepard is a genius when it comes to sports, but his forte is basketball. So, yes, I really do look forward to see what he has to say. There's another very underrated person, a colleague of yours, that knows a lot about basketball and is really good, and his name is KP, Chris Persianten. And KP, if you're listening, I also want to know what you have to say. He writes for Clutch Points covering the Knicks, and he's also on the podcast Locked on Knicks. But as far as the national picture, if he's listening, when you
well, get damn, out, Alex, well, damn, well, Alex, you're late to the party. David Shepard was my former producer. We worked here together on the Infinity Sports Network, and Chris Persianten has done a terrific job helping to fill in as a producer as well. I'm familiar. I know both of them very, very well, Alex.
Yeah, well, I look forward to see what David Shepard has to say. I also look forward to see what KP has to say. And KP, keep it up because you're doing a great job and you've been bringing us wonderful shows for a really long time.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you had to add, Alex?
Yeah.
That's it? That's it? You called to say that you look forward to hearing from Shep? We're going to talk with him in 20 minutes or 5 minutes, actually. You wasting your time, Alex.
No, I'm not wasting my time. I'm just saying, I'm just expressing the way that I feel.
Okay. You didn't want to add anything to the conversation that we were discussing outside of you were looking for?
The NBA is on NBC. It's bringing me back. It's bringing back good memories. I look forward. They had a good run with TNT, but I look forward for this upcoming season to see what it's going to be all about, what the production is going to be all about. And I think that it's going to be a really good, interesting basketball season coming up.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alex. I was waiting on your opinion. Well, thank you. We'll talk to you later, Alex, okay?
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you. I was like, damn. Bacha, I was like, yeah, we're going to talk to Shep. We're going to talk to him in 5 minutes. I thought Alex was going to say I love Shep, I love KP, and I thought he was going to give an opinion. And he just like, no, I didn't have anything else to say.
I thought so, too. But he really loves Shep, I guess.
No, we all love Shep, I think. I like Shep. We'll have a chat with Shep in 5 minutes. Hey, let's get on Tony from Montreal. I think he has an opinion. Tony, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
How you doing, man? Not much on the football, other than I like the Jets a lot. But I just was wondering, if I was a quarterback and I threw for 3 TDs, no interceptions, 266 yards. Then the next game, 2 TDs, 0 interceptions, 307 yards. Then 2 TDs in the third game, 0 interceptions and 309 yards. Would I be the problem, or would there be another type of problem? I'm talking about Justin Fields. And I'm surprised because everyone's condemning him, and I think he's doing pretty good. But, you know, like I said, he can't win the games. He can't coach the team, and he can't play secondary. He can't play defensive line. But, you know, I'm looking from the Great White North. I'm not
this,
always
but
on the
this,
ball.
Tony, this isn't a new issue or a new problem. And we can look at Justin Fields' numbers in aggregate from the entire season and go, oh, my God, he's doing okay. The same issue that he had last year is the same issue he's having this year. He cannot consistently drive the football down the field. That's it, okay? We know he's a great athlete. We know he can run with the football. But when it comes to passing the ball consistently, hitting his receivers, going from first down to second down to third down, he hasn't been able to do it. And he's gone backwards over the past several weeks. Like, there's no way in hell as a starting quarterback – I don't care how bad your team is. We saw two bad teams. Well, one bad team last night with a crap offensive line in the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud. We know he's a good QB, but he's not complete ass. I mean, Justin Fields is completing 50% of his passes, and he's getting pulled. It's not a coincidence that this is something that was discussed last year that got him benched with the Pittsburgh Steelers when Russell Wilson was able to go out there, because as bad as Russell Wilson was, Russell Wilson can at least open up the field and deliver the ball down the field. That's simple. It was the same issue with Justin Fields with the Chicago Bears. It was the same issue with him, and granted, he was able to use his athleticism in college at Ohio State. And there's a reason why when he played here for the Georgia Bulldogs, that they basically handed him the ball and said, don't throw, run. It has been the same issue all the way through. It's not a new instance. It's not something new with the New York Jets. It's just Justin Fields. He can't consistently drive the ball down the field. Does he deserve to get ratted out and called out by his owner? Hell no, not at all. But Justin Fields, you sit down and watch the guy, it's painful. I'm sorry. The Jets suck, but so does he. Yeah, two ugly people don't make cute babies. Let's just put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a conversation with David Shepard. Hey, former producer here. You can catch him on the Infinity Sports Network. You can also catch Dave on SiriusXM NBA Radio. We'll have that conversation with Shep on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA is back. And it's not just that the NBA is back. The NBA is back on NBC. The first time in about 25 years, you hear the iconic round ball rock in the background. The Oklahoma City Thunder have just raised their first banner, a big deal in Oklahoma City. There is no other professional sports team but the Thunder. They just won their first championship. Joining us right now to talk all things NBA hoops is a familiar voice here on the JR Sport Brief Show, a familiar voice here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can also catch him talking hoops on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Welcome back to the JR Sport Brief Show, David Shepard. Shep, how are you, man? It's been a while.
JR, it's been a while, man. It is a pleasure to hear your voice, a pleasure to be on with you. And anytime you're hearing John Tesh, you know you are suited up for the right kind of sports night. So kudos to you. Kudos to Ryan Botcher for getting me in the mood, for getting every NBA fan in the mood. And I'm excited, man. Like, there are so many storylines in the NBA right now, including JR. Are we going to get the first repeat champion to get past the second round this decade? Wouldn't that be something?
Well, we certainly know that the Oklahoma City Thunder, we just heard the clip prior to you joining us from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander telling everybody what we already know. They basically are returning the same team. What are your thoughts on this team repeating, and who do you think could give them the most problems in the West?
No, I mean, that's a fair question. I mean, look, it's barring injury, right? So you don't just bring back the regular season MVP, the finals MVP. You don't just bring back an all-star, an all-NBA caliber player in Jalen Williams. You bring back Chet. You bring back Hartenstein. You bring back Dortz, Cason Wallace, Jalen Williams, you know, Aaron Wiggins. And then, of course, don't forget Ernie Johnson's nephew, Alex Caruso. This is a very unique situation, JR, because they bring back the 9 best players they had from last season. So if they remain healthy, you have to love their chances to repeat, considering that one is just 3 teams in NBA history to win 84 games if you include the postseason. Now, to the second part of that question, the biggest threat? Well, the biggest threat is going to be the Denver Nuggets, because you have stability at the head coaching position, obviously. You know, the Michael Malone situation was very, very messy. Nikola Jokic, you know that he is going to be pissed off that he hasn't gotten back to a championship. He's looking to get that 4th regular season MVP. You have Aaron Gordon, you have Christian Brown, but remember, you bring back, you know, Bruce Brown. Remember how big he was, JR, in that NBA Finals when he essentially was the 5th best player on the court at any given time? You got to love the improvement of Christian Brown. And I also think Cam Johnson is an upgrade from Michael Porter Jr. I think anything is an upgrade from Michael Porter Jr., given how he's looked the last 2 postseasons. He's more worried about being a podcaster, JR, than he actually is about being a steady NBA veteran. So the Denver Nuggets, to me, are the biggest threat. I'd like to say the Celtics, but we don't know what's going to happen with Jason Tatum. And I'd like to say the Pacers team that just brought them to 7 games, but we know Tyrese Halliburton's going to be out for the year. So the Denver Nuggets, given the health they have compared to the other teams, they're going to be the biggest threat to take down the reigning defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, David Shepard is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, outside of what we have and who's competing, there's certainly a lot of young stars that are expected to kind of take some next steps. Unfortunately, Victor Wembanyama out last year dealing with that blood clot. We had Cade Cunningham, who turned a lot of heads with the Detroit Pistons. Of course, we have Cooper Flagg, who's going to be making his debut with the Dallas Mavericks. Who are some younger players that you're really expecting to see make a mark in the league this season?
Well, Reed Shepard with the Rockets, because of the torn ACL of Fred VanVleet, I feel like he got a raw deal because he got drafted through the wrong team in terms of playing time. You usually don't have a third overall pick get drafted to a team, you know, that previously found themselves knocking on the door of the playoffs and then ends up at the number 2 seed. You mentioned Cooper Flagg, JR. Now, I know we can put Tim Duncan into this equation because of the partnership that he had with the Admiral back in 1997. But we've never seen a number 1 overall pick get drafted to a franchise that has 3 bona fide Hall of Famers, like we saw in 1979 when Magic got drafted and Kareem was there and Spencer Haywood was there and obviously Silk Jamal Wilkes was there. That's what we're seeing in Cooper Flagg. Not to mention the fact that Jason Kidd, he essentially was a number 1 overall pick, even though that officially was Glenn Robinson. So for Cooper to have this kind of leadership and these kind of examples in AD, Kyrie, and Clay, I think this is a match made in heaven. You know, because of Kyrie not being there, Cooper Flagg is going to play a lot of the 1. So I think you're going to see him go out of his comfort range, which by the time Kyrie comes back, Cooper's going to be even more comfortable with the offense because he had to do something that was out of his comfort zone for the beginning of the season. So I'm keeping my eye on Reed Shepard. I'm keeping my eye on Cooper Flagg. And then you said it, JR, to me, you talk about personality, you talk about showmanship, you talk about charisma. Victor's got it all. Victor Wembanyama has it all. The problem is Victor can't stay healthy for the first 2 years of his career. So I'm hoping this is his breakout year. And obviously you have Stephon Castle, you have Devin Vassell, you got some dogs on that San Antonio Spurs team. I just hope Victor can stay healthy because you and I both know, JR, there is no answer. There is no solution. There is no pedigree for staying in front of Victor Wembanyama, the 7'5", 3-point assassin that he is. There's everyone like him in anyone in NBA history.
Well, Shep, we talked about the young guys. We know that there are plenty of old guys that have pretty much firmly entrenched themselves in being future Hall of Famers. We're going to see a couple of them. Well, tonight, Steph Curry will be in action. Draymond will be in action. We won't see LeBron James. What are your thoughts on what some of these old teams will look like? I mean, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Warriors, a lot of them are in California, close to retirement.
Right. I mean, look, this is very disappointing because sciatica is what's holding LeBron James back from his first ever opening season game. I don't like the Lakers' chances this year, JR. Now, LeBron can still be a top 10 player in the world. He can be someone that is still box office and must watch. Problem is he doesn't have enough energy when it comes to playing in the playoffs, where you are going to see the most intense matchups. You're going to have defensive players match you for 40, 45 minutes, doubling team you every chance they get. Same thing could be said for James Harden. I think so much of what's been James Harden's biggest problem is not so much a lack of clutch factor. He does so much during the regular season at 30, now at 36 years old, that by the time he gets to the playoffs, his tank is on empty. Plus, he's too busy carrying the Clippers because Kawhi, you don't know what Kawhi are getting from regular season to regular season. Now, you talk about the Warriors, 22-5 with Jimmy and Steph in the lineup together. That's great. But when you go up against the younger guys like an Anthony Edwards, when you go up against the younger teams like a Houston Rockets, like an Amen Thompson, an Alfred Shangun, that's not going to bode well for you. Now, they were able to get by the Rockets last year, but again, it took them 7 games, and that's because the Rockets outside of Fred VanVleet were completely inexperienced. Now, you can count Uncle Jeff Green, but he didn't get a lot of playing time. So to answer your question, JR, I don't know an older team that ever pulled it off in NBA history in terms of reaching the final milestone, in terms of going the distance. You know the Warriors, you're looking for their starters, and I love Al Horford, JR. He's a Hall of Famer to me. But you got 4 year starters starting opening night, 35 years and older. You talk about the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, they're not going to start Chris Paul, but you know he's going to play some heavy minutes down the stretch. I mean, he's older than you. That's not old in life, but it's old in basketball terms. So if I'm the Clippers, if I am the Lakers, if I am the Warriors, you know they're going to get the ratings. You know they're going to get the eyeballs in the regular season. But like we've seen with LeBron, JR, they're 2-8 in their last two postseasons. They're 2-8. And they had the 3 seed last year and got beaten in gentleman's sweep. So how is it supposed to turn around in 2025, 2026 when they're a year older? Now, let's not get this mistaken. We understand Luka's felt right now. Come talk to me in March and April, when he's really, you know, gone through the ringers of an NBA regular season and he's off that diet, come talk to me then about the kind of shape he's in, because I'm not buying it. Because we might as well call him Luka Doncic, because there hasn't been D in his game for 7 years. And Austin Reeves is the same way. He doesn't play defense either. That's your three best players. And JR, what's the solution? Getting DeAndre Ayton, the ultimate underachiever in the NBA the last 10 years, even though he's only been in the NBA since 2018. We think this is a recipe for a solution. Come on, this is a recipe for disaster. But it's the Lakers. They love their stars. So long as LeBron comes and Bronny comes along with them, they're going to be just fine because they sell out Crypto.com Arena in the regular season. That seems to be all they care about, not exactly chasing championships anymore.
Yeah, Dave Shepard is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You can catch Dave on here, the Infinity Sports Network, as well as SiriusXM NBA Radio. You talk about dysfunction. The New York Knicks just got rid of their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. They replaced him with Mike Brown. We know, as you mentioned, the Pacers, no Haliburton, the Boston Celtics. They don't have Tatum for the start of the season, may miss him the entire year. What are your thoughts on who may emerge out of the East?
So, JR, are we both assuming that Giannis Antetokounmpo is a Milwaukee Buck for the foreseeable future, a.k.a. the rest of this NBA campaign? Are we both in agreement on that?
Who the hell knows? Can't assume that.
That's a fair point. If we are going to assume that the Bucks are indeed a team for the foreseeable future with that number 34 cat, I do like the Bucks. I just love the acquisition of Miles Turner. I love the fact that Bobby Portis is still there. I just love what they have. And I think that Kyle Kuzma, I think he was in way over his skis last year. I think that was someone that was a deer in headlights, I guess pun intended, because he's a new Milwaukee Buck, obviously. But that I've seen Kyle Kuzma for a long time, JR. I've never seen him that bad before. So you know he's going to bring a significant improvement for this season. And Giannis is pissed, man. JR, Giannis hasn't been out of the first round for the last 3 years. If this was Kobe, we'd be killing him. But everyone likes Giannis, so no one ever gets on him like we did Kobe in the past. But that's the team that I think you've got to watch out for. I'd like to say Philly, but speaking of old, Paul George is ancient by NBA standards, and Joel Embiid's knees are about, you know, the knees of an 86-year-old. So I love Tyrese Maxey, but I can't go with them. This is going to be a very down year in New York. You and I both know that was a downgrade going from Tom Thibodeau to Mike Brown. What is this going to be, job number five Mike Brown gets fired for because of underachieving? So with all that being said, I trust Doc, not necessarily Doc having a 3-1 lead, but I do trust Doc Rivers with this particular team. I think Milwaukee is going to turn a lot of heads, and they're going to make a lot of noise and ultimately find themselves getting out of the East for the first time since 2021.
Wow. I mean, that would be that'd be one hell of a turnaround if that were to take place. We'll see what happens throughout the course of the season. Hey, Shep. Hey, I appreciate the time. Good having you back here on the airwaves at the same damn time. Tell everybody where they could follow, listen, keep up with you, basketball, non-basketball. Tell everybody.
Well, I appreciate that, JR. You know, I host our SiriusXM NBA radio postgame show on Channel 86 right after the game. So I highly encourage everyone to get every single second of JR Sport Brief. And if there's a spare second you have after the show, listen to Bart, but then check us out on SiriusXM NBA radio. You can always follow me on Shep On Air. You can always catch me on the Infinity Sports Network every single weekend morning from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And JR, I know I've told you this off the air, but I'm also going to say this on the air, and it's nothing new. You are an amazing talk show host. You're an even better human being. It is always a privilege to go on the airwaves on your platform, and I cannot think of a better privilege in my career than doing that with you, my friend. So thank you seriously for having me, and it's just a blast always coming on with you, man, and just continued success in everything you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, Shep, to you as well. And now you remind me, I got a few old ladies I got to kick on the way out the studio. Thank you, Shep.
Sounds good. Just don't pull a Draymond Green, deal?
Don't step on him. Just kick him. Don't step on him.
Exactly. You're the man, JR. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
good
you.
Good deal. Shout outs to Shep for coming through and joining us. Man, I don't know how many years I worked with Shep. I don't know, but it was fun. And coming through and talking crap back and forth. Like I don't have the time to do it now, but I mean, I don't believe in old damn Milwaukee Bucks. Don't believe in them at all. I'm sorry, okay? Think Giannis is going to be sick of them sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Much love to Shep for coming through and joining us. When we come back, I'm going to get some more of your calls. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? We'll get into Giannis. We'll get into the New York Knicks. And then speaking of old guys, you know, Bill Belichick, he might be closer to one accomplishment. No, it has nothing to do with winning with North Carolina. That ain't happening. And so we got a lot more to do as we continue on. We're getting ready for tip-off. The NBA season is upon us. But right now, what else is going on in the world of sports? It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to David Shepard for joining us. You can catch him here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can catch him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Thank you to Shep for coming through and having a chat with us about some NBA hoops. The NBA season is underway in Oklahoma City. The banner has been raised. The championship rings have been given out. Kevin Durant was, of course, booed during the opening introductions. Steven Adams got a cheer for the Houston Rockets, and things are underway. And so, you know, if anything of note happens here in this game, we will certainly keep you up to date. Of course, there is no Jalen Williams, the all-star Jalen Williams. The Thunder have two Jalen Williams on the team. The all-star who helped them win a championship had off-season surgery on his wrist and is still not available here for the Oklahoma City Thunder as they get ready to defend their championship and try to repeat this year. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Shep made some good points about the Milwaukee Bucks. Also talked about the disaster that is the New York Knicks. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. There was some additional news here today as it relates to Giannis Antetokounmpo about the fact that the New York Knicks could have gotten their hands on Giannis if they were serious and if they wanted to. So we'll get into that. And there's some other concerns about the New York Knicks. You got Karl Anthony Towns saying he's not all that clear on what his offensive role is going to be for this upcoming season. And so the New York Knicks not necessarily starting the season off on the right foot. They've had an interesting offseason, to say the least. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Skip. Skip, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, JR. Good to talk to you.
No doubt about it. What's up?
I would just like to say that that interview with Dave Shepard, that was, I got a little verklempt at the end there because I've been listening for a few years back when he was your producer, and you guys have a really good dynamic. Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, thank you. I would agree with that, Skip. Thank you.
Okay. The reason why I called is that Jets fan who's trying to defend Justin Fields, and Justin Fields belongs to, you know, they have the coaching trees. This is my tree of cringing quarterbacks who hold the ball too long. Justin Fields, Ryan Tannehill, Blake Bortles, and Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert was the original cringing quarterback. They just stand back there. They just hold the ball. And then when the rush comes in, they just kind of hunker down and hold the ball. And they don't fumble it, but just get rid of the ball. So that's my response to the Justin Fields defender.
I agree with you. I mean, do you happen to be a New York Jets fan who's suffering as well?
No. I'm a Dolphins fan.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, you got one victory on the season, so
exactly.
Congratulations.
I have nothing to stand on because the Dolphins are terrible.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Who's in worse position, the Dolphins or the Jets right now?
The Jets, but not by much. And I honestly, at this point, I want the Dolphins just blow it up and start over because Coach Sneak-a-Vape, Mike McVape, and the whole dynamic, it's just like that poor little 14-year-old Jets fan. He's like, oh, I was born into this, and I just hate the team. I feel that same way that he feels about the Jets. That's how I feel about the Dolphins.
Did you call him Mike McVape?
I sure did. He's the Sneak-a-Vape king.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar. Well, he's going to have plenty of time to vape all he wants because after this season, he's not going to have a job. He won't have to hide it anymore.
Well, hopefully before the end of this season.
Yeah.
Please, just end it. Just what's going to be done eventually must be done immediately. That's my philosophy.
Good luck with that one. Hey, thank you, Skip,
hey,
for calling from New Jersey.
Thank you, and that Dave Shepard interview, that was awesome, and I really appreciate your show, and I've been listening for, I don't know, probably 4 years, and you're the man.
Well, thank you, Skip. You're the man for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
All right, bro.
No doubt. Shout out to Skip for calling from New Jersey. Botcher, who's in a worse spot? It got to be the Dolphins right now, right? Now that they don't know who their coach is going to be. They don't know what's going to happen. At least the Jets got a little bit of a leg up, right? No?
I would say the only thing that puts the Jets ahead of the Dolphins in their rebuild is the fact that they don't have a huge $50 million contract for a quarterback that isn't good.
Yeah.
It's not great to have the hard cap of Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Fields now guaranteed $15 million. But it's better than having that huge hit with Tua. And then now when you look at it, I know Tyreek Hill is paid a lot and he's hurt now, so maybe they'll get some alleviation on the guarantees on that contract, but just everything with the Dolphins is collapsing at once.
Yeah, I mean, from the Dolphins' perspective, they're eventually going to have a new coach. They're eventually going to have a new quarterback. We don't know how long it's going to take for them to get there. When it comes down to the Jets, I don't know if Aaron Glenn is going to stick around. I mean, if you listen to Woody Johnson today, it sounds like he is. But Aaron Glenn is going to be the coach. The New York Jets are probably going to find their way to a quarterback in the draft this upcoming offseason. And it seems like they're one step ahead for what you said, but because of the QB. You know, at this point in time, Tua Tagovailoa is nothing but an albatross for the Miami Dolphins. And then every time Tua Tagovailoa opens up his mouth and he says things like he is not as half as good as, oh my God. Help me out, Bosh.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen up in Buffalo. He's throwing his teammates under the bus for not showing up to work on time. It's bad all the way around for Tua. And then this week, he admits how difficult it is to be a leader. And it's like, hey, Tua, you can't be a leader when you're running off at your mouth, just going ahead and saying ridiculous things. Just go ahead and throw that idea and concept completely out the window. So anybody who likes football in the AFC East, you're screwed. You really are. You're cooked. Like, what are you looking forward to? It's not the Jets. It sure as hell is not the Miami Dolphins. You got the Buffalo Bills, and you got the Patriots, now led by Mike Vrabel. And everything else is just a bunch of bottom feeders. And speaking of the AFC East, I know things have been rough for Bill Belichick. Think about North Carolina, so many conversations about whether or not he's even going to be sticking around past this season. I guess Bill Belichick got a little bit of news today. He is among 12 finalists as coaches for the Hall of Fame class of 2026. And I think we all know Bill Belichick is going to get in. And so if all the negativity placed his way, I mean, well, a lot of it his own doing, most of it his own doing, Bill Belichick has something to go ahead and lean on to for next year. Some of the other coaches who are going to be eligible for induction next year, you got Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, George Seifert. We got Buddy Parker, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer. Yeah, so Bill Belichick is going to pretty much lead the way. And congratulations. Boccia, did you see the Patriots congratulate him? Are they just being petty?
I don't think it's petty. I think they're trying to help ease him into retirement.
Usher him into retirement.
Yeah. Like, hey, coach, you were great with us. Look inside. See that you're not good at North Carolina and just remember the good days.
Okay. Yeah, not really. I think they're just – it's a combination of both. They're like, we won't be as petty as Bill Belichick is by, you know, not acknowledging him. So we'll go ahead and put a post up knowing that he won't appreciate it. And then on the other hand, you know, we can go ahead and needle him. It's all needling. I mean, we've heard all the reports about how Bill Belichick is basically acting like nothing exists, like the Patriots don't exist in any way, shape, or form. And when this guy goes into the Hall of Fame, I mean, people know him for being a Patriot. I mean, wait until, well, it's not going to happen probably without his permission. I mean, we already heard the owner, Robert Kraft, pretty much come out and tell everybody, we're going to put a statue up of Bill Belichick. Can't wait for Belichick to show up for that one, huh? Going to be a lot of fun. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? Speaking of coaches, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they got a new manager. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. We'll talk about how the Knicks could have had Giannis Antetokounmpo. And there's so much more to get into. Kyle Glazer is going to join us to talk MLB. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.